Yesterday we left off with a question. Why didn't the Mishnah give us a case of a mitzvah sheni to marry the mitzvah Rishayna? If you hold, you go by the mom, you can have all four cases. Mutter to the husband, asa to the other, mutter to the other, mutter to the husband, asa to both, mutter to both. That was the question. So the Gemara answered, Dr. Harris's answer, son of Ishayer, that the Mishnah is not interested in telling you all cases. It told you some and left out others. Now the rule is, we never leave out one case. If we leave out cases, we leave out multiple cases. Fact the Gemara, we are up to, hard to identify, I guess our count lines, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17th line from the top. What? 84b2. My shire, the high shire. What else is left over that we should say that we left one over? And for the Gemara shire, Ptsuadaka. You could have the same cases with a Ptsuadaka, okay? Ruvain marries a woman, Shimon is a Ptsuadaka, Ruvain dies, Shimon can't do Yibum. It's a lot. Ruvain is a Ptsuadaka, that's Mutter Labalayan, also Yivavayan. Ruvain is a Ptsuadaka, marries a woman illegally, but it's valid marriage. He dies. Shimon is not a Ptsuadaka. Hasil Abaleyem, Mutaris Liyumeya. If they're both Ptsuadakas, then it's Asil to both. And if they marry a Giyaris, it's Mutter to both. Because a Ptsuadaka can marry a Giyaris, because Kal Gerim, Leik Rikol. So here you can have all four cases with the Isra Ptsuadaka. Mutter to the husband, Asil to the Yavim. Mutter to the Yavim, Asil to the husband, Asil to both, Mutter to both. So that's left out of the Mishnah too. So that's a case that's left out of the Mishnah. Talk to Rashi.
What was the other case? The first case was
what? Mitzvi Sheni to marry the Mitzvah Sheni. Talk to Rashi. Shayim Tzu Adaka. Davi Mitzvi Beikulu. You learn all of it. Come on, Kate. Tzu Adaka Shinasi Yisraelis. Ruvain is a Tzu Adaka. He marries Yisraelis. Asura Labayla. She's Asa to Ruvain. Again, the marriage is valid but illegal. Umataris Liyavama. She's Mutter to Shimon because he's kosher. He's not a Ptsuadaka. HaKosher Shinasik Sheira. Ruvain marries a girl. He's kosher. She's kosher. The Yeshua Ak Ptsuadaka. The Yavam is a Ptsuadaka. Asur Liyavama. Umotiris Labayla. She's ushered to her Yavam. Liyavama doesn't mean the woman. It means Liyavama to her Yavam. Possessive. Right? And Umotiris Labayla. Ptsuadaka Shinasi Yisrael is the Yeshua Ak Ptsuadaka. Both Ruvain and Shimon are Ptsuadakas, and Ruvain marries a Ptsuadaka, so Asur Labayla Uliyavam, because it's Asur to both. And Giyaris, if the Ruvain the Ptsuadaka married a Giyaris, which is legal, Shimon the Ptsuadaka can do Yibum to the Giyaris, because it's legal. So that would have been a case the Mishnah could have brought. The Mishnah didn't, because it left out cases. So we have two cases that left out. Case of Ptsuadaka and the case of Mitzvi Sheini Shinasa Mitzvah Shishina. Zok the Gemara, no. Imishim Ptsuadaka Lav Shiura. Because of Ptsuadaka, that's not called leaving something out. So Tanilei Chai V'Lavin. Ptsuadaka is another example of Chai V'Lavin. Yes, we're not going to list all Chai V'Lavin. So it left out Ptsuadaka. But Mitzri is an assay. That's an extra feature to say that the same halacha applies when the prohibition is not a negative, it's inferred from a positive. The Mishnah should have said Mitzri. The answer is that we don't list everything because we leave out other cases. I will grant you that we leave out Chai V'Lavin, but we never left out another Chai V'Assay. That's a new thing the Mishnah could have added, a new addition of level that even a prohibition of an assay has this asa to both, mutter to both, and that Yibum doesn't push it away, and that it's asa to do Yibum. That would have been a new chiddush. So the question was mitzvah sheni shenasa mitzvah shreshayna. The question was that would have been a new chiddush, not listed in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah only talks about chayv lav. Your answer was, we're not listing everything. So I asked, what did you leave out? So you gave me a Chai V'Lavin. Chai V'Lavin, there's no reason to keep on listing them. So of course we leave out Chai V'Lavin. But we're still back to the question. Why didn't it say the case of Mitzri, which is a Chai V'Assay,
to a different level, it would have been a different chiddush that the Mishnah didn't tell me. And it didn't leave out an other chayv they had said.
All the other ones
are lavin. So let's give the Gemara a chance. So basically the Gemara is going to answer, if you're right that there's no reason to list all chayv lavin, why did the Mishnah tell me so many cases? So obviously the Mishnah is listing all chayv lavin, so Betzua Daka is left out, so we have an answer. But that's what the Gemara is going to work out. It's going to take the Gemara some time, what you're saying right away. Zuck Rashi. No Rashi. Zuck the Gemara. Atu chai v'lavin, me like tani v'hadu tani? Kind of answer is this. Doesn't it say multiple chai v'lavin? Your answer that it didn't say two adaka because we list chai v'lavin. Well, it says a lot of chai v'lavin. Zuck tani. The Gemara proves it. Kayit had yishinasa amana, the chol shinasa kshera. Here is two lavin. Kayit had yishinasa amana, and chol shinasa kshera. If you're right, that we're not interested in listing all chayv lavin, why did you list the second case of chol shinasa kshera? There's no benefit to that. It's a lav. It's not even a lav, meaning it's a lav for the kayin to do yibum. Chol shinasa kshera can't have yibum. It's a lav. So we just said amana. So what do you have to say? Chol shenasim shera. Zug to Gemara, that's not a problem. That wouldn't be a question. There's a reason to list that second love. Because ahu itzukalei. That second case gives us a big chiddush. Lashminon kedrav Yehuda Merav. You're right that it's a second chayv lavin. And you're right that the Mishnah is not interested in listing multiples. But this is a second chiddush. The Amar of Yehuda Merav. Because that Mishnah is telling you a big chiddush. A chol marries a kshera. He turns her into chalala. Hello, why is the lady allowed to marry him? She's turning herself into chalala. A chol goes and marries a nice bas kayin. A nice bas yisrael. He makes her a chalala. Dr. Yehuda Merav, there's nothing wrong in a woman becoming a chalala. She didn't do anything illegal. As long as there's no law being transgressed, so she becomes a chalala. So, therefore, that's a chiddush in the second case, that a chol shenasa kshera is not doing anything wrong. Not on him and not on her. Because he is transferring her from a kosher woman to a chalala. You could make an argument that a woman is supposed to prevent herself from becoming chalala. Comes along Rav and says, no, women have no command not to become chalalas. As long as they're not doing anything usher. No, he's not a kayin. But it's worse than a Yisrael. When a Yisrael marries a girl, doesn't ban her from kahuna. If he divorces her, it bans her from kahuna. But if she becomes a widow, she can marry a kayin. If a chol marries a bas Yisrael or bas kayin, she can never marry a kayin in her life.
Right.
So the chiddush is of the Mishnah, the chol shenasa kshera is mutter to her husband. There's nothing wrong in becoming halala. As long as nobody transgressed anything, it doesn't bother us. That's a chiddush in that case.
That stays on her the whole time?
For the rest of her life, she's a halala. So therefore what? So she won't marry a kayin.
Right.
But you would think that a woman has to keep herself from becoming an adfatus. The answer is no. But that's a chiddush of our Mishnah. So that case is necessary to teach us that chiddush. Zok to Gemara, yeah, but I got other cases. Zok tani chol shenasim shera, right? Says a chol shenasim shera, which is necessary. But then it says Yisrael shenasim bas Yisrael v'yeshu lach mamzer. Then it says a case of Yisrael and a mamzer. That's an extra chayv lavin. What do you have to tell me that?
Did she do nothing wrong then?
Yes, she did. No, Yisrael she married Yisrael didn't do anything wrong, but the brother is a mamzer. No, again, yeah. Oh, second. Nobody ever has a havamina that Yisrael can't marry a bas Yisrael. Nothing's happening to her. So why did the Mishnah have to list that case? To Aser mutter to her husband, Aser to Yavam. In the next case, Yisrael marries a mamzeres and her brother's kasher. What do we need that for? It's not chayv lavin. We just said chayv lavin. We said a kain gadol ba'avana. We said a chol shenasa kshera. What do you have to tell me this? Meaning, we answered that we're not listing extra chayv lavin. You are. You're listing me the case of Yisrael and a mamzer. Zakti gemar hanami le meder misni. That's also not called extra. Dashmina lav shein shava bakoil, kamashma lav shava bakoil. Because it's telling me a different level. It's telling me the first two lavin were kahuna lavin. So we said no yibum, but yes chalitza. And maybe when you get to lav of mamzer, which is for everybody, all yidden are mitzvah not to marry a mamzer, it's not limited to kahuna, maybe there we would say even no chalitza. Or maybe we would say that if the brother is a mamzer, marries the Israelis, there's no yibum, there's no mitzvah of yibum, even though the brother is kosher, because his brother was married illegally, the husband was illegal. And it was a bad lav. It was a lav hashava bakel, the stricter lav. Not only a lav of kahuna, it's a lav for every Jew. So the Mishnah has to tell me, no, that even though the brother did something illegal, the man married a mamzeres, if he dies, his brother is a mamzer, can do yibum. Or if a mamzer marries a bas yisrael, his brother, the yisrael, can do yibum, even though the husband transgressed a lav that's shava bakel. So there's a chiddush in the Mishnah.
Brothers
are
not a
mamzer. Again, without the Mishnah, I would say if a husband does an illegal marriage, no yibum. No yibum. Even though the brother is allowed to be miyabmer, there's no illegality. The husband did an illegal marriage, no yibum. That would be a havamina. Right? Comes along our Mishnah and says that's not true. The husband can do an illegal marriage, and if he dies, and the brother is not illegal, he does yibum. Again, then there's no yibum. We can't do yibum. Again, it was at our Mishnah. I would have asked you, a mamzer marries a bas yisrael. He did an illegal lav. He died. He has a brother in yisrael. Is there a mitzvah of yibum? You could have said, how can you have a mitzvah of yibum when that whole marriage was illegal? Comes along the Mishnah and said, that's wrong. There is a mitzvah of yibum. That means the Mishnah is telling me a chiddush, that a yavam can do yibum to a woman who was married illegally. So first the Mishnah tells it to me by lav and of kahuna, which is a limited lav. Now the Mishnah is expanding it. This is a worse lav. This is for every yid. And still there's a mitzvah of yibum.
The yavam says that only then this car is the problem, not the
yavam. Again, this Mishnah is summation of Masechtas Yavam.
No.
If that's what we said at the beginning. The Mishnah is not telling me. But the Mishnah is teaching us that we do Yibum to take over an illegal marriage. It's a Chiddush of this Mishnah.
Why?
You might have known it earlier in the Masechta, but this Mishnah is teaching me that.
You might have known it, but...
Again, when I started off this Perek, I told you Tysus says that the Gemara Mishnah here is summing up things that we have learned in the past.
You can sum it up, it's very nice, but that's...
And the Mishnah is telling me, this halacha, that a yavam can do yibum to an illegal marriage. And the Mishnah tells it to me in steps. First it tells me by Isuri Kahuna, then it tells me by Isuri Kahol. So it's tough. Again, nobody's saying that had you not had the ninth parak, you wouldn't have figured it out till now. Nobody's saying that.
Why don't we say
can I just finish three more lines in the Gemara? Zog the Gemara, Kamat Dashmina Lav She'ein Shava Bakov, Kashmina Lav Hashava Bakov. Zog the Gemara, Ha Ktani Yisrael Shanatim Mamzeres Yeshlach Yisrael. Yeah, but then why do you have two cases? You have a case of a Mamzer that married a Yisrael, Israelis, and a case of Yisrael that married a Mamzeres. What do I need both of those? Why do I need a bunch of cases? The answer is, Allah Shmamina, Ton of Ishayr, Shmamina. You're right. One case would have been necessary, but the Gemara elaborates on two cases. When she's a Mamzeris, when he's a Mamzer. What do I need all those cases for? The answer is, the Mishnah is listing Chai Ve'lava, so why didn't it list Suadaka? The answer is, Ton of Ishayr. We didn't list everything. Yes, you had a question.
Because he's not a follow Yimacha because he's already Mahui.
Why is he not a follow Yimacha?
We don't want Mamzer anymore.
Again. Why Yimacha meant he wasn't able. Bratlishma Yimacha is a physical disability.
Right, okay.
You're trying to say now that since we don't want mamzerim, we want shmai machoy. Now you're saying a whole new svara. So that becomes the question. Is a mamzer chayiv in pruvu? Here's a guy, not of his fault of his own, his brother and brother married a sister, and they had a kid. Kid is a nice, innocent child, didn't do a thing wrong, is a mamzer. He's chayiv in mitzvahs. He goes to yeshiva, he can buy maftar yayna. There's no restrictions on him, except he can't marry a Jewish girl. Does he have a mitzvah to have children? Does a mamzer have a mitzvah approval? So Baruch Meisher Kleinman is saying no. We don't want mamzerim in this world. Don't get married, Mr. Mamzer. Don't have children. Yeah. We don't want more mamzerim.
No mamzerim are they live?
Yes. No mamzerim can live. So you're posketing that a mamzer has no. It's a big shaila in Paiskim. The Mechitzchinuch has a whole section on it. Does a mamzer have a mitzvah approval? But that would be. But that way, there's no pasuk that says he doesn't. You're logically saying that since we don't want to be marba mamzerim, there's a taisus that says this svara. Taisus in a few places in Shas. So we don't want to be marba mamzerim.
Okay.
No, it's not tukka. It's a couple of basrits and gittin, it's a chagiga.
Hey.
Not there.
Why haven't no one left? Only Rebbe and I know
who
I said that for.
Just make it. So at the end of the day, so you're paskening that a mamzer has no mitzvah pruvu, which is, some people say that, but it's not a simple thing. No, it's not. It's saying the mitzvah of Yibum. That doesn't mean he has a mitzvah to get married and have kids. If he is married, his wife follows the Yibum. So you're trying to say, we want Shmai Machoy, there should be no mitzvah of Yibum. It's a nice question, but it's an expansion of the word Shmai Machoy. That's what I'm trying to say.
Rabbi Margaretin?
I'm sorry? It's not our problem. That'll happen when Mashiach comes.
Rabbi Margaretin? Rabbi Yitzchak?
No. Hold 1 second, Dr. Bray.
Of course you don't want that. I understand that. It's
going to
be
an affair for them. According to that Gemara, Mashiach is going to come and say, even though they're mamzerim, since nobody knows they're mamzerim, they become mukta to call.
Nowadays, you can't do that.
We don't have to. We're not Mashiach and Eliyahu and Havi. It's a special thing we darshan that. That's what's going to happen. Yes.
If he has, if he is.
Oh, 1 second, Dr. Bain, I'll get to you. 1 second.
I'm sorry.
The mitzvah brewer was given to Adam Rish until Matan Torah. The Gemara says that after Matan Torah, it's no longer a mitzvah only on Jews. There's no mitzvah approval for a non-Jew.
Only now.
Right. So the question is, does the mamzer have that mitzvah or not? And the Torah never excludes him. Tosfos says a svara shel yarba mamzerim b'Yisrael. It's broad. Yes, Dr. Brain.
If he has a child with a goya, the child converts, what's the child status?
He's a nice ger. A person has a married a goyish woman, has a child. It's not a Jewish marriage. He lives with a goyish woman,
right.
Has a child. The child is a guy, and if he converts, he's a nice Jewish ger. We love him. The haftim is a ger. It has nothing to do with his father. Nothing to do with his father. He's not his father's son. He's a ger. He's a ben Avram. When they call him up to Aliyah, he is whatever the name he adopted, ben Avram Avinu. That's who he is. He's not his father. He has no yichus to his father. What do you mean? Money you take from anybody. I don't know.
No, I'm saying because a regular gear has nothing to do with his past, right?
Right. This gear has nothing to do with his past either. The fact that his father was Jewish has no bearing on anything. Halachically. Now, if his father wants to give money, you know, you never say no.
But the mamzerus doesn't carry over.
No, he doesn't because you go by the mother.
Avram that would then marry.
The Gemara has what other mitzvah was given by Sheva mitzvahs? What?
Pre-Avram,
you're saying. I don't remember one offhand. But that's the rule. The rule is, anything that the Torah repeated after Matan Torah, then the before Matan Torah goes for everybody else. Everything that the Torah never repeated, that means the original command was becomes only for the Jews. That's why, since it's not repeated, it's only for the Jews. Anything that the Torah repeated afterwards is for both, like murder, like arayas, like stealing. These were all given to other Marishan, and it was repeated after Matan Torah. So the repetition is for the Jews, and the original is for everybody else. Purvu is the one that I can think of that wasn't repeated. And therefore the Gemara says it's only for the Jews, not for the guys. Torah never said it after Matan Torah. It's not in the Torah, it's only written by the story of Adam Rishon and Noach. Never said afterwards.
Was given to Moshe. Right. That's not called repeated?
No, repeated means written in the scripture. Can you show me any chiyuv approval after Parshas Yisrael?
Actually, in the even though it was repeated, I mean, it was the...
Again, everything was repeated.
What does it mean repeated?
I said written in the Torah.
What is the difference? Why is that considered...
That's what the Gemara says in
Sanhedrin. Why is that considered the fallback?
That's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin.
You're asking Rabbi Dafin?
No, I asked you.
What asked me for?
So if
he embarrasses
people,
he
would care. Yes.
The child did no child to say to the father, fine, but that person did give birth to him.
Therefore?
So is there any honor or any, is there no honor with, to that person? Even though it's not,
again, you want to know how logically? No. You want to make it a Muslim thing that he should give honor to the man who birthed him? Maybe. It's not even Ha'ilei Banim B'Giyusai. I don't even know if it goes into Ha'ilei Banim B'Giyusai. The Gemara we had, with a person had a son when he was a guy, and then he became a ger, he's Yaitse Puruvu, according to Amar D'Amar. Even though he no longer is related to his son, but he gave birth to him. But there, it was, as a guy, it was his son. And as a Jew, it's not his son. So we say, since as a guy it was his son, he's Yaitse Puruvu. Here it was never his son. When he was a Jew and this child was a guy, they never had a relationship. It's worse. That called a repeat? That's for Aina. It's not for a Puruvu. It's for Aina. It's not for a Puruvu. Something about that. Goof up. We learned. Amar Yudah Amar Rav Lehuzeruk Sheres Lehinasel Lipsulim. A kosher lady does not have to hold back from marrying a puzzle. That's his statement. Now, we will see that that's not necessarily true all the time. This is only... Well, we'll see. Let the Gemara do what they're talking about. Let the Gemara explain. Let the Gemara light member side like. Our Mishnah is a proof. Chol shenatzik shera. My love, kehenes haruyaloi. Okay. Now, the umay shera, shera lakuna. Now, there's a Gemara Pesachim that says, preferably, a kayan should marry a bas kayan. The Gemara says that a kayan who marries a bas yisro is lowering the standard of kahuna. It's legal. It's mutter, right? Nothing wrong, no lav, no iser. But in the preference of things,
Kahuna should marry within itself. To keep the level of kahuna on a higher level, a kayin should marry a bas kayin. A bas kayin should marry a kayin. That's what we'd like. Now, when a kayin marries a bas yisro, he's marrying, quote-unquote, a little bit of a lower standard. Again, no iser, nothing wrong, kids are kahanim, nothing happens, but the encouragement is kahuna marry within itself. So when it said chol shenasek shera, was this a bas kayin, or is this a regular bas yisro? Not, they're both kosher. They're both 100% kosher. The Gemara's Havamina is that when it says Chol Shenasek Shera, he married a Bas Kayin. He took a Bas Kayin and he made her into Chalola. That's how the Gemara understands it, right? Therefore, it would be a Raya. It would be a Raya to Rabbi Yehuda Merav that here is a Shera that's turning yourself into a chalala, and it's personally permitted. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, mutar is the balaya.
He's a
chalala. Well, he was a kayan, meaning his father was a kayan. He's a chalala. He was born from an illegal kayan marriage. No. He has no halakas of kahuna, but he's worse than a Yisrael.
He married up.
He's a chol.
He married up.
He married up.
By marrying a kayan.
Yeah.
Marry a Kohen?
No. No. Not a Kohen. He can be Matamala Mesim. He can't eat Truma. He doesn't get the first Aliyah. He can't do Pidgin Aben. He's like me. Yisrael. Except his work. Because I got married, Baruch Hashem, and my wife is not a Chalala. He gets married, his wife becomes a Chalala.
His children cannot marry.
His sons are Chalala. It's a Shaila. It's a Machlaikas and Kedush. Pashtus not. Pashtus is sons. Bas Yisraelis is a mikvah tara l'chalolim. Machlaikas and Kedush. Yes.
Why is it worse than if he voluntarily gave up his own
flesh? He didn't give up anything. He's worse than Yisrael because he was born a chalol. Yeah, he was born that way. No, he didn't do a thing wrong.
I'm sorry, why is his standard lower than Israel?
It's not in any other way.
Everything that
Israel is exactly Israel, except his wife becomes the Chalala. She'll never be able to marry a Kayan. Correct. Correct.
The divorce is done, or the divorce
is the rather. She remains the Chalala. Once the Chalala, always the Chalala. No, but it doesn't make a difference. Once a chalala, always a chalala. The difference between a chol and a yisrael is that a chol turns his wife into a chalala.
And a yisrael who marries a chalala.
Woman.
No. He doesn't have his
voluntarily changed his own status. Yeah. Anything to exactly. Of a yisrael that marries a chalala. This is a sugi and kedushin that I don't remember. One way is a machloikas and one way is not a machloikas. I think a Yisrael that marries a Chalala, the kids are not Chalolim. And if the Chol marries a Bas Yisrael, I think there's a Mandiyama there that says the kids are Chalolim. But I would have to look it up in the Kedushin. Stop. It's in the Ayin. It's in the Ayin.
I pointed to you. Oh, now Rebbe is now saying that.
No, but it wasn't advising you because nobody expected you to. Why would you know the daf? I don't know.
Yeah.
No.
I want to be pointed to also.
Fine, next time I'll point to Klein. Rashi. Talk to Rashi. Who the chol shenasek shere itzuklai? Well, but kahenas askina. We're talking about a lady that's a kahenas. Well, I'm mishum asur liyavamo. I'm mishum teres labayla. Kamash v'lendoi. Who's the shere for kahanais? Meli nasi lipsulam. You would think that a girl that's a bas kayan should have some restriction on who she can marry. A man kayan can't marry certain women, so maybe a woman kahenes, meaning her father is a kayan, should have certain restrictions on who she can marry. She shouldn't turn herself into halala. She's a bas kayan. She's on a higher standard. The chiddush is, here is this bas kayin. She grew up in a house of kahuna. She's in the standard of bas kayin. Is she allowed to go marry a chalal who's going to turn her status into a chalal? Everybody agrees that a regular Jewish girl can marry a chalal, even though she becomes a chalal. Big deal. She's the Israelis anyway. She has no standard to maintain. There's no halacha that an Israelis has to keep herself on a higher standard. She has to be mutter to marry Yisrael. She'll always be mutter to marry Yisrael. Right? But a kehenes, she's a bas kayin, you would think lives just like her brother is on a higher standard. She should be on a higher standard. She should maintain a standard that she can always marry a kayin. And the answer is no, she doesn't. The chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Merav is she doesn't have to maintain that standard. She doesn't. She's a bas kayin. She grew up in a house of kayin. She ate truma. She ate chazav v'shaik. She grew up, and she's allowed to change her status. Nothing wrong. That's the chiddush. And we want to bring a raya from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says chol shenasa k'sheira. Who is this k'sheira? Regular Jewish lady? We think no. Kshera means bat kayin. Now, if kshera just means a regular Jewish lady, would be no riot to anything. Regular Jewish ladies don't have to maintain their position of being mutter to a kayin. That's not their job.
What's the fetish? Would she, Baskon, have to maintain that
status?
By the man.
Who said?
Our religion is matriarchal, whatever you want to call it, and our tribes are patriarchal. 100%. So why is the tribe follows the guy? Why does she have any responsibility other than certain marriages that are explicit? I don't know why the Israel that married the Cohen also might be true. So why is it the tribe in the other way?
Let's do the next Rashi. It might shed some light, might help you. Mike Sherik Sherik Lakuna, the Kaimalon, Kayan, calls Manshim by to Lisa Bas Kayan. As long as he can marry a Bas Kayan, well, Yisa Bas Yisrael. It's preferable for a Kayan to marry a Bas Kayan. The Amr Bipsachim, Sudis Rishos, Bas Yisrael Lakayan. It's a not Sudis Mitzvah. Weddings are a Sudis Mitzvah. But when a kayin marries down, it's not a sudas mitzvah. The Eloivrim. We frown. I have to be very careful here because it's not usher. Nothing was done wrong. Everything's fine. Doesn't change the status of anybody. Kids are kahanim. The man is a kayin. We like kahanim to marry within the tribe. And when they marry a bas yisrael, it's a marriage down, which we frown upon trying to use a correct English word. Therefore, it behooves the Bas Kayan to keep herself fit to marry within her tribe. And therefore you would think that a Bas Kayan has to maintain that status. Even though, as Harvey pointed out, we go by patriarchal, to as far as which you belong to. But Lamaisa, we see we want the Kayan to marry a Bas Kayan. We want him to marry a Bas Kayan. So that means, obviously, we are being machshav bas kayin more than a bas yisrael. We're giving her a certain status that we don't give a regular Jewish girl. So maybe that status would obligate her to maintain that status. And by marrying a chol, she's ruining that status. And the chiddush is that we don't have to worry about it. That would be the habamin. I'm trying to...
I don't understand the baseline. The baseline is the God.
Again.
Why does she have an elevated...
Why do we say he should marry a Bas Kayin, not a Bas Yisrael?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Why do we?
Because we'd like, I mean, I can give you, Sudas Rishus means it's not a Sudas Mitzvah.
They're
Sheva Brachas. It has nothing to do with Sudas Rishus, Sudas Mitzvah. It's not a Sudas Mitzvah.
What does that have to do with the money?
Again, the Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim that we want a Kayan to marry a Bas Kayan, and if he marries a Bas Yisrael, it's not considered a mitzvah. Now, he didn't do anything wrong. I have to see, this is a very fine line here to walk. Because in no way, fashion, or form is anybody suggesting that any Isser was done. We recommend the Kehanim stay within the family. Maybe it maintains a level of holiness when both parents come from the same source of Kedusha called Kahuna. And therefore, when he marries a Bas Yisrael, he doesn't have, his kids will not have that same source of holiness.
Maybe because the woman, she has that extra duty of sense.
Maybe. I have no explanation of it except to say that the Gemara says that that's what we'd like. So therefore, we would have a Havamina that it's incumbent on the woman to keep that status alive. And the answer of the Mishnah, of Rebbe Yudah Meravid, she doesn't. And we want to prove him right from the Mishnah, and the fact that the Mishnah uses the word Kshera, and we're understanding Kshera to mean a Bas Kayan. Right, that's the only case. There is a halacha difference. A Bas Kayan who's Mizana, either when she's an Arusa or an Asua, some Achoikas, gets a different Misa than a Bas Yisrael that's Mizana. That's the one difference in halacha. That's the only different status that I know of. Oh, by the way, there's also halacha that certain matanas kahuna can be given to a bas kayin according to some rishonim, even if she marries Yisrael. Some matanas kahuna, Yisrael chayayim v'akeva, that's given off every chulin animal in Eretz Yisrael, can be given to a Bas Kayan. And her husband can eat it. It's not us to eat. So she can give it to the Bas Kayan, and her husband, the Yisrael, can get it. Yeah. A Levi is, I guess, second Aliyah. He washes the Kayan's hands. He's a Levi. As far as marriage is concerned, no. No, not that I know of. Gemara never says that a Levi should marry a Levia. No.
For this, she's considered
a Bas Kayan. Who?
For this type of
halacha,
she's not
a Bas Kayan. Who?
A
Bas Levi. No, she's not a Bas Levi. She's not a Bas
Kayan. She's a Bas Levi. Okay. Sorry. Well, what do we say in Masechtas Ksuvos? Mala Asu Kahuna, certain things that we...
In Masechtas Ksuvos, we said... What that, by the way? I have to ask you.
In the beginning.
Get out of the place. The Masechtas Ksuvos, the Gemara talked about the Kehanim charged more for Ksuba. The Bas Kayin charged more for Ksuba. To keep their status, they cost more. They raised the price of an Amana to 200. A regular Amana gets 100, a Bas Kayin Amana asks for 200. And what happened was, they stopped marrying Amana Bas Kayin, they said, for the same money I can get a Psula Bas Yisrael. That was the Gemara in Ksubas. People said, why am I marrying this widow as a Bas Kayin? It's going to cost me just as much. I can marry a girl that's the Israelis. So they dropped that. But it was a thing that they wanted to maintain the status of Bas Kayin. It was a monetary thing. And it was their own thing. It wasn't that the Halacha said that. They decided that the Beth Mishra Kahanim decided that they want to keep Kahuna on a higher standard. They charge more for a single girl and charge more for an Amana. And when they charge more for an Amana, it backfired. Because then she became weighed against a Basula Sisro, which was more attractive to the man. So the Gemara wanted to bring a raya. The raya is based on the fact that we take kshera, and kshera means lakuna. And for the Gemara, lo Yisraelis. Kshera doesn't mean that. Kshera just means that she's kosher as a Jewish girl. My kshera, kshera lakol. Frek the Gemara yachi yesh leach kosher nami kosher lakol. When it said he has a brother that's kosher, what kshera means?
she's not a Kayan, she's a Yisraeli. So then Ach Kusher means he's also Kusher too as a Yisrael, not as a Kayan. So then Mechlaud who Pasul Ago, he's a Cholol, he's a kosher Jew. We're contrasting Cholol and Kusher. Isn't that Kayan? Cholol is not a Kusher Kayan, and his brother is a Kusher Kayan. So if you're telling me Kshera means as a Jew, then Kusher means as a Jew, not as a Kayan. So then what's Cholol? Not a Kusher, a Jew? Umadihu Kayan, he Kayanas. If Kusher means Kayan, so Kshera means Kayanas. Don't think about me, the Yerukadisa, Yerukadisa. That's not true. Kusher means a Kayan, and Kshera means the Israelis.
Male isn't talking about this.
Exactly. Rashi? No Rashi. Masiv Ravan by Rav Nachman. So Ravan by Nachman asked the following question. It says, "Lo yikachu, isha zayna v'chalala lo yikachu." Why does it say lo yikachu, plural? Lo yikachu, melame tra isha musheres aideya ish. It's to teach me that a woman is, at this point we think to mean, that a woman is as warned as a man is. Man can't marry a Zayna Chalala, and a woman can't marry a Chalala. That's what the Gemara thinks. That what Yikachu is saying, not only is there a ban on him, there's a ban on her. And the Gemara understands that to mean she has her own ban to marry somebody that's going to desecrate her. So here it's saying clearly, not like a Yud Amarav. We're dashing the word like yikachu, that the woman has her own ban, independent of the man's ban. Which means, he can't marry a Zayin and a Chalala, and she can't become a Chalala. And for the Gemara, Amar Rava. Kol heichaduhu muzer hi muzeres. Kol heichaduhu lo muzer hi lo muzeres. It's not true. The pasuk is just saying that when a Kayan marries a Zayna, they both get Malkus. When a Kayan marries a Grusha, they both get Malkus. When he has a lav, she has a lav. Even though she's not doing anything wrong, she's a Grusha. But a Kayan's marrying her, she violates the same lav he does. That's what the pasuk is saying. Lo yikachu. If they do it, they're both going to get punished. He for doing it as the active, and she as being the passive participant. So what happens is, the pasuk is saying, a Kayan marries a Zayna, they're both going to get Malkus. A Kayan marries a Chalala, they're both going to get Malkus. There's no law for her independently. All the pasuk is saying is, when he has a law, she as Mrs. Passive Participant gets the same law and the same punishment.
So one time event they get Malkus?
Every time they live together. Both get Malkus.
In other words, they have to
volunteer. Lost you in that. Every marriage, a woman has to...
otherwise.
What?
Every time they're together,
well, Adam have to warn them. If there's no Asra, they can't get Malkus. That doesn't mean they didn't do Navera. There's still a God in this world.
She's allowed to marry a Cholo.
That's what we're answering. We thought what Yikachu was adding a restriction on her independent of the man. That means she can't marry a Cholo. The answer is no. There's no issue for her to marry a Cholo. It's an asif for a chol to marry, it's asif for a kayin to marry a chalala, but she gets the same love as he does.
That's what
yikachu means. Rashi. Lo yikachu. Lo yikachu. Lo yikachu. Lo yikachu. Trey zimni. Says twice lo yikachu. Says isha zayin v'chol yikachu, v'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu. V'hazir e'isha de'ish k'salka da'itach v'hazir k'sheris lo yinosu l'chalala. To warn k'sheris not to marry chalala. Amar Rava. It's not coming to warn Sheris. A Grusha shouldn't marry a Kayan, just like a Kayan is not allowed to marry a Grusha. The law is on both of them. Every illegal marriage, both participants get Malkus. Both participants are violating a law.
Where's the...
Now you're asking a good question. You're asking, in a marriage, she doesn't do the action, she's a passive, why is she getting Malkus?
Right.
So the Gemara says that since she's willingly giving herself up, that's called the Maisa.
Right.
meaning even though in the action she's a passive, but in her agreement to do it, that's called a maisa. The ratzon makes it into a maisa. It's the Gemara in Kedushin. Who am I supposed to ask what that? It's a Gemara in Kedushin. Chavtes? In Kedushin? No, it's not Chavtes. No. It's a Gemara in Kedushin in the Ayin. On this? No. That's on something else. It's a Gemara. I'm sorry. It's a Gemara in Kedushin. And the Gemara in Kedushin says that your Iver was Kedushin and Bia. You need both. That's the Gemara in Kedushin. After Amalka was not Baratzen. Till she went then, one time. Till that story, she was always buying us. She never went willingly. So that's why she became Asher to Mordechai. What was the Heter to do it? The big tumult achrayim. Some achrayim want to bring a raya from there, that a woman is allowed to give herself up for gilui arayos to save people's lives. And the Marik answers, no, it's not true. There was a pi navi. Mordechai told her to do it. It was a special heter. Question by Esther was that she lived with him multiple times beforehand. And the answer to that was it wasn't willingly. And the act, she was a passive participant. Continue, maybe some tomorrow.